With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the special counsel in the dismissed Trump classified documents case is asking an appeals court to reinstate the case. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A federal judge threw out the case last month after concluding that Jack Smith's appointment as special counsel was unconstitutional. The appeal is the latest development in a prosecution that has been derailed by delays and ultimately the dismissal. It's unclear how long it will take for the appeals court to decide the matter, but even if it overturns the case and revives the prosecution, there's no chance of a trial before the November presidential election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Authorities in Florida have arrested an ex-sheriff's deputy who fatally shot a black airman.
Former Okaloosa County, Florida, sheriff's deputy Eddie Duran has turned himself in after being charged with manslaughter in the May 3rd fatal shooting of 23-year-old Air Force senior airman Roger Fortson. Fortson was black. Authorities say Duran had been directed to Fortson's Fort Walton Beach apartment in response to a domestic disturbance report that turned out to be false. After repeated knocking, Fortson opened the door while holding his handgun at his side, pointed down. Authorities say that Duran shot him multiple times before he told Fortson to drop the gun. The charge against Duran is a first-degree felony. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A U.S. Army private who fled to North Korea just over a year ago will plead guilty to desertion and four other charges and take responsibility for his conduct. The Army had charged Army Private Travis King with 14 offenses. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 65 points. The Nasdaq dropped 152. The S&P lower by 17. This is SRN News. Most Americans have friends of other faiths.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 61% of the general population has at least a few friends who follow different religions. That includes 51% of evangelical Protestants, 67% of mainline Protestants, 59% of Catholics, and 41% of black Protestants. Most Americans don't talk about religion with their friends, however. Less than one-third say they ever bring it up. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Arkansas Supreme Court upheld the state's rejection of petitions in favor of putting an abortion initiative on the November ballot. The ruling dashes the hopes of abortion advocates to have voters decide the issue. Petition organizers had submitted more than 100,000 signatures, but election officials said the group didn't comply because documentation for paid signature gatherers was submitted separately. This is SRN News. Here's another item that has both benefits and cautions for you. Sensors can now read your sweat and predict overheating. More from correspondent Ron Taylor.
As global temperatures rise and summer months bring record high temperatures, employers are exploring wearable technologies to keep workers safe. A new crop of devices collect biometric data to estimate signs of heat stress and prompt workers to take a break before their health deteriorates. The devices, which were originally developed for athletes, firefighters, and military personnel, are gaining in popularity at a time when the Atlantic Council estimates the U.S. could lose approximately $100 billion annually from heat-induced lost labor productivity. But there are concerns about how the collected medical data will be protected and utilized. Some labor groups worry managers could use the data to penalize employees for taking needed breaks. Ron Taylor reporting.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.